Welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. So glad to have you on the show today. Today, we are talking about, I think, one of the greatest challenges that we can face in life. What's that? Parenting. How do you parent your kids, right? How do you know when to discipline them and when to let them go? You know, kids are always testing boundaries, right? You know, if you're a parent, that's happening all the time. How do you balance your own social life with your parenting skills, right? What are your time management skills? I think, you know, emotionally, you know, walking through the children's emotional development. And, you know, kids have a way of pressing our buttons. And if we have emotional challenges that we haven't healed in the past, guess what? Their kids are going to bring those out. We're either going to create pain in them or we're going to deal with it ourselves, right? So, you know, this show is about helping you step into your courage, step through any kind of limitations you may have. And really, in today's topic, to help you have a much better awareness of what's possible with parenting and increase your parenting IQ to a level where you're really feeling better and better about what you're doing. You know, it's tough with kids. I mean, even keeping up with a changing world today, right? With all the technology, when do you, you know, how much is good and how much isn't? You know, what's the best, you know, for your child, right? Every child's a little different. And how do you know what's best for your child and what's best for other children? It's not a one, it's not a cookie cutter pattern, as you know, as a parent. They're all a little different. And, you know, there's another piece here that I think is so key to parenting. And that is to make sure that you have courage and confidence as you move forward in parenting. Like, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges parents can have is self-doubt, self-worry. They're doubting their decisions, you know, and they're in this worry, you know, worries in the future. You're in the future worrying about, you know, a lot of times things you can't control. You can control this moment. You can control your boundaries of what you're doing in this moment, but you can't control the future. Not when you're worried. At least you can't worry about the future, because if you do, you just get upset, right? So we're going to talk about that topic and so much more. I have a parenting expert. She has a new book out. She's going to be with us as soon as we right after this break. I'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Oh, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. We're going to call this show The Courage to Parent Peacefully. My guest today is Kiva Schuler. Kiva, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Well, for those of you that don't know Kiva, she is a pioneering figure in the field of parenting, drawing from her own personal experiences and professional expertise to offer a fresh perspective on raising children with integrity and compassion. As a mother to Miles and Charlotte, Kiva's journey has been deeply influenced by her own childhood experiences and of neglect and trauma, fueling her mission to transform the lives of families worldwide. Isn't it that way? You know, our deepest wounds seem to create our passions and our and what we're doing in the world.
Mission.
You know, I always kind of think, Kiva, you know, if we didn't give our kids a few wounds, they probably wouldn't have any passion. I don't know. I'm just saying anyway.
I know. We don't want to be too good. What are they going to talk to their therapist about when they're 40?
100%. And we'll put therapists out of business. You know, you wouldn't want that.
I always say that to my kids when I have my not best days. I'm like, oh, you know,
just needed a
fauner for your future development.
That's funny, man. Well, how did you get into the peaceful parenting business?
Oh, gosh. Well, as you shared, I was raised in the 70s and 80s. My mom is a, you know, first generation feminist, raised me in New York City while she worked at a major newspaper. And so I was a latchkey kid and didn't have a lot of supervision. My dad, who she had divorced, got remarried, had a son. And that house was very punitive, bordering on abusive. And so what I witnessed as a teenager, right, where I'm not the child of this mom in this family, just felt so destructive and so wrong. And so when I was 16 years old, my brother was being very harshly punished. He was getting Tabasco and soap in his mouth because he didn't want to finish his dinner. And I could just see his little body slumped over. I could see that his spirit was being crushed. And I thought to myself, this is not right. And when I become a parent, I'm going to do whatever it takes to do it fairly, I think was the word that I thought at that time. And so I studied psychology and had a specialty in family systems. And then fast forward, I have my own kids. And even with all that education and intention and desire, I was very often being like psycho lunatic mom, losing my mind over the smallest things. And I had a realization in this really heartbreaking moment with my daughter. She was about 3 years old. She had those curly blonde ringlets and she didn't want me to brush her hair. And we were going somewhere and I cared what she looked like. And in a moment of just complete losing it, I took the brush and I swatted her on the tush with it. And of course, she starts crying. I start crying. Everybody's crying. And I thought to myself, it's not her behavior that needs to change. She's three. It's mine. And so this is back in, 2011. I realized that behavior change in children has to start with behavior change in adults. And that's really been our mission here at the Giants.
Say that one more time now. Say that one more time. I want to applaud that. You know, say that again. That was powerful.
Yeah. Behavior change in children has to start with behavior change in adults.
And that is the key to this whole show. You know, as you were saying, you know, Tabasco and soap and, you know, I got the belt now and then and we got, you know, I had to eat with a dog. They just didn't know what they didn't know. My parents were loving, kind. I love them to death, but they didn't know. And, you know, as a result, it impacted my psyche in great ways. And I'm sure it impacts other kids' psyche the same way. You know, everybody's different, but, you know, some would be crushed by it. I just got pissed off, you know, so, but then I carried anger for years and didn't know where that came from, right? So I had to do my own.
The cycle just goes and goes.
It's just the cycle goes and goes until we break the cycle. And so how do we break the cycle? You're talking about being conscious. That's how you broke your cycle, is you started being aware.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you said some really important things. No parent wakes up in the morning and says, you know, I want to mess up my kids today. We are living at a time of so much overwhelm, so much stress, anxiety, technology we can talk about if you'd like, right? But it is a hard time to be a parent, right? Let's just name that.
Yeah.
What happens, though, is when we're operating from a fight, flight, or freeze response, right? Like our nervous system is just jacked up 24/7. It's very easy to create some relational patterns that can stay unconscious, right? We think we have to yell at our kids to get them to listen, or we think they're the reason that we're feeling this way, right? If they were just quiet, I wouldn't be so stressed out right now. But that's really an unfair dynamic, right? These are children. They are born into the world with infant brains and toddler brains and child brains and teenage brains. They do not have adult brains that just waiting to be filled up with stuff. And so when we tell a child who they are from a very young age, without breaking that cycle, that child will always believe us. That's just how human evolution works. And so I think it's prudent to become aware of these patterns, to practice compassion for ourselves, right? Because guilt and shame aren't going to do anything to fix it. And then to learn the tools to stay calm even when we're angry, to have emotional intelligence, to become strong communicators. And what I really believe is that parenting is a role of leadership. And so when we step into leadership as a parent and build a child up and use discipline in the true meaning of that word, which is to teach, right? Not to punish, then we're never going to be perfect, right? But we can equip our children with the real life examples of what it looks like to make mistakes, to make apologies, to clean up our messes, to be good people.
Well, you said a lot there. And I think that a lot of people are going to really benefit from your book. You have a new book out, and we're going to put it on screen real quick. The book is called The Peaceful Parenting Revolution. And do you really think it is a revolution?
Yeah, I do, because so many generations of parents, right, have said, oh, what's wrong with the kids these days? You know, they're so this, they're so that, they're entitled, they're spoiled, they're irresponsible. Well, this has been going on. We've, in our research, found stones back from the Roman times that literally say this. So I think this idea that the best thing that we can do for our children is actually focus on our own growth and our own transformation and be the role models that live out the future that we hope they will have, maybe that's a better plan. And, you know, our research and outcomes definitely show that to be the case.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, one thing you don't know about me, some of my audience knows, that I've been coaching for the last 30 plus years. And one of the things that I have on my website, and I just want to mention it right now because you're mentioning it, is that if you are in a place where you want to let go of guilt and shame and remorse and past wounds and become and actually become conscious of them so you can make a choice to release them. So, by the way, we're not releasing the memory. You can keep your memories, but we're releasing the energy around it, the feeling. That's on my website for free. It's at kendfoster.com. It's called The Release Process. And I usually don't put this in a show, but I think it's important because we're talking about that subject. So if you want to get it, again, it's kend, as in Donald, foster.com, and get The Release Process to so you can become conscious parent that you need to be. Of course, that is that goes hand in hand with your book. I think the Peaceful Parenting Revolution. I haven't read the book yet. I'm gonna read the book because I know you're gonna send me a copy. But here's the good thing: is that I think this book is more for anybody at pretty much any age. If you're a learner and a leader, you said leader. So real leaders learn constantly. That's what I get.
Thank you. Yeah, I wrote the book. You know, our company trains and certifies parenting coaches. We believe in coaching. We believe that, you know, healing relational patterns that were formed in relationship need to be healed in relationship. But there were so many people, you know, that don't want to be parenting coaches. And so I wrote the book because there are very foundational pillars of learning right around things like child development, around, you know, how to get our nervous system back to a state of calm so that our children can co-regulate together, how we can use communication instead of punishments so that our children are collaborating with us, so that they're part of the solution, so that they have a voice in the consequences, which is a really powerful tool, actually. So I'm really happy to have this book out there. It feels
I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We come back, though. I want to dive a little deeper into the foundations of peaceful parenting and what that means for my audience. So we got to lay the foundation before we build a house. So we're going to take a little more time to do that. We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Candy Foster. I'm talking with Kiva Schuler. She's a, what do I want to say about you? You're really a kind of a pioneering figure in this area of peaceful parenting. There's a lot of different kind of parenting out there, but peaceful parenting, where we really bring in deep compassion for ourselves and for our children and step into a learning model where we're growing as much as the children are growing as we develop our own leadership skills. I think that's totally a real shift in the paradigm. And I'm really glad you're the one doing it, Kiva. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's been more and more visibility in social media around this idea of peaceful parenting, this whole gentle parenting movement. And I want to just share a point of clarification. It's not here, at least at what we teach at JAI, an abdication of parenting. And so there's often this kind of misconception that parenting peacefully means we just let our kids do whatever they want and don't care about their grades and don't make them follow through on their commitments, don't have expectations of them, don't praise them. Like, there's some wild ideas out there. Here, we're still talking about parenting. And I wholeheartedly believe it. Like, this is Kiva, the mom, talking. I had a responsibility to raise two children who were going to be good citizens of humanity, who were going to honor their word, who are going to have an intrinsic sense of motivation, meaning they do the right thing even when nobody's watching, that they're not trying to cut corners or cheat the system. And, you know, I think that it's important to realize that these two things can live together. We can be calm, compassionate. We can use you know, we don't need to yell and scream and berate and demean and hold a standard within our family.
Well, and you know, kids, like I said earlier in the monologue, kids test our boundaries all the time. So if you don't know your own boundaries, you know, how you set them for your child, right? And you know what I like about the foundation piece is that you're setting standards and goals for your children, probably ahead of before you raise them, right? You're having this conversation about, we want, like you just said, I'll repeat back, you know, you want children to honor the word, honor their commitments, be loyal, be trustworthy, be kind, be compassionate. There's a foundation here. There's a theme here, man. You know, it's be spiritual, like know about God, right? I mean, there's things here. We lay a foundation and then we parent from that foundation. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's right. And what's so cool about this is I'm not here to tell anyone what those things should be for their family, right? I shared some of what's important to me. But when we take time and really think about our family values and goals, right? Like, the way that I describe it is, you know, you start with this little child, and in the future, there's this distant mountain of their future adult self. And our job is to walk them toward that mountain and then ultimately trust them enough to keep going forward on their own, right? That painful, beautiful letting go that is inevitable in parenting. Yeah. And so everyone's distant mountain gets to look different. Every family is unique in what's important to them, right? Some people may really highly value education. Some people may really highly value athletics. There's no right answer when it comes to values.
what's useful is to know what yours are as a family and then to support your children to learn and live into those values.
And you know, I love about what you're saying is that, let's say, you know, dad wants the child to go out and, you know, do sports. And mom says, oh, you know, I don't want my child to get hurt. I think when we go back to values, we say, well, here's the values that we want to instill in our child. Will this help us do that? And I think that that can solve some issues. If we do that,
we hear this all the time from people who go through our coach training program, how healing it is for marriages, because what we're doing is really learning to accept that anyone else, like any other human being, whether they're our child, our romantic partner, our co-parent, a friend, they have the right to have their own feelings, to have their own needs, to have their voice heard. And so when we get out of this kind of contextualization of I'm right, you're wrong, or it has to be my way, or I need to subserviate my needs to your needs, and create a family that's really much more grounded in collaboration and coming to solutions together and compromise, that takes a lot of the, like, kids are hard on relationships. And so helping parents to get on the same page not only is beneficial to the children, but of course, it's beneficial to the long-term relationship.
Well, I like that. Okay, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back, though. Okay, now that we've laid our foundation, we've got values, we've got goals for our children, right? And if you haven't done this, it's a good thing to go back and do for your family, right? Again, I like what Kiva's saying. You know, your values might be different than mine and Kiva's. That's great, but at least know what they are. And then one thing I wanted to ask you about the values and the goals. Do we put that in a place where we see them, or our family, our children see them, or do we hide them?
There's actually a whole process for this in the book, including an exercise to help you define your family values. Depending on a child's age, you want to really focus on kind of what's kind of the next place that they need to get to, right? What am I focusing on this year? Maybe I'm focusing on cleaning up, right? Like being a part of the family and being responsible for our things. If we try to lay everything on them, they're going to feel overwhelmed and, you know, bolt for the door and roll their eyes and all the things. But this is a process that can be built up.
I love that. All right, listen, my listening audience is out there too. I know you're listening, our news station out there in New York and across the country. So Kiva's book is The Peaceful Parenting Revolution. And you can look for Kiva Schuler at Amazon or any place that books are sold, and pick it up. Okay. I'll be right back. And then we're going to take that dive into the, kind of the day-to-day stuff that we need to
Talk about skills.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, your host. I'll get right back to my guest, Kiva Schuler. We'll be talking about the day-to-day skills that you can use in your parenting. But before I do, I just want to let you know that this show is really for you. And the way we grow this show is through you. It's our audience is out there letting their family members know and letting their friends know and letting those that they care about know about the show. So you can share the show. It'd be wonderful if you could just share with one or two people today. That'd be amazing. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel to be able to always see our shows. So I hope you'll do that. All right. Back to Kiva. All right, Kiva, those day-to-day parenting skills, you know, people get messed up with that. So let's talk about that.
Well, the first thing I want to say is we just talked about how, you know, we kind of want to stack habits for our children and kind of build into these skill sets. The same goes for us as parents, right? So one of the greatest things that we can model for our children is being kind and compassionate to ourselves. And if we're getting it right 70% of the time, it's good enough. And there's actually a lot of value in our kids seeing us make mistakes or lose our temper, because then we can model repair and forgiveness and making things right. So I want to just take the pressure off the table and say good enough is good enough when it comes to kids, right? Like, they really have so much bandwidth to find their way back to us. That being said, I've always just found it interesting, right? In every other area of life, right? Like, you want to learn to drive a car, you got to go to driver's ed and get a license. And become a lawyer or a doctor, you got to go to school. But for parenting, we kind of just wing it, right? Like, there was always this belief in the past that if you were a good person, good parenting would come naturally. But what actually comes naturally is highly connected and correlated to the way that you were parented. And so the first piece here has to be coming to, and I love how you said it, Ken, coming to peace with your past, right? It's not going to change it. But there are ways that we often aren't aware of. It kind of lives in our unconscious awareness. It lives in our reactive conditioned behavior patterns, that we are either living out the experience that we had in our childhood, or rejecting it so wholeheartedly that we're creating our whole own kind of mess of yarn. An example I could give of that is, you know, before I started doing this work with my kids, I was a hyper perseverant parent, right? Because I didn't have a lot of adult support and connection and when I was a kid, I was just all over my kids when they were little. And that, of course, is problematic. So that's number one, is just looking at these patterns that we have in relationships and making sure that we're doing our best to not pass them on.
Well, I think you're making a really good point here, Kiva, and that is, if you know, at one point you woke up, you went, I've got to heal my own past wounds. I've got to heal my own stuff because I'm projecting it onto my children. And as a mom, I know that's the last thing moms ever want to do.
But you can't stop it. You know, I think this is what we think, we can use willpower to change these relationship patterns. This is why coaching is so effective. We can't. Once our nervous system is in that red zone, right? If you're familiar with polyvagal theory at all, we lose access to the prefrontal cortex of our brain. That's our logical reasoning center. And so we're acting from this very primal, reactive place. You can't not do that once that switch has been flipped. And so what we want to do, it's like going to the gym, right, is building nervous system resiliency muscles so that we're able to reconnect back into a grounded state, even when there's chaos all around us.
Yeah, and it's, it's a practice, by the way. You may be able to get back into that grounded state within an hour in the beginning, and then maybe 30 minutes, and then maybe 15 minutes, and then eventually, though, you can go do it instantly. You can actually step back and become the observer of what's going on, and you won't be in that reactive state. You can actually be in a conscious state and make conscious choices as the environment, as everything that's coming at you. It's a skill set that we can all develop. And it's heartbreaking when we say things or hurt our children and we don't mean to, but it happens, right? And how fast you can forgive yourself and make amends to your children depends on that. That's going to help the relationship. What do you say?
Yeah. I mean, I hear you say that, and I can just, there's this whole thing around saying we're sorry to our kids, right? We think we do, but it's really complex, right? If we really think about it, because what does that mean about our power? What does that mean about our role to be able to say, you have to do what I say because I'm the adult here?
So it's really interesting to use as kind of a doorway to exploration of what our beliefs are around, you know, power over or power under, or what we hope will come to as power with. For a child to really receive our forgiveness, it actually has to be true, right? It can't, kids have like a barometer of our inner state, our emotions, our kind of how our energy is. They are tracking it. They're tracking microfacial movements of their parents and caregivers from a very young age before they're verbal. And so what I love about this work is it requires self-forgiveness, because we can't fake it to our kids. They will not believe us. And then what they decide is that we don't trust them, or we don't respect them, paradoxically, and the relationship has a breach.
Yeah, it's a deep subject, and one can get really good at compassion, sincerity, being able to communicate authentically and effectively with their children, understand the power relationship, understand the needs of their children, understand what some children can forgive instantly. Some children, they hold on. Okay, if you got one of those, you're gonna have to work. You're gonna have to work.
Teenage girls,
for example. That's a good one. Yeah. You know, and some of them are really true. And they'll say, "Well, could you forgive me?" They go, "No, I'm not gonna forgive you." Like, what? And then you ask them a day later, "Will you forgive me?" "Nope, not forgive me."
Right.
Like, whoa.
Because there's a next step, Ken. There's a next step after we say, "I'm sorry." It's, what could we do differently next time? How can I, right? Like, let's say we lose our minds because our, you know, teenager forgot to take out the trash or something, right? It happens. I'm sorry I yelled. Okay, great. I'm sorry I yelled. What might we do differently next time? Well, Mom, you know, I just had so much schoolwork and I just forgot. All right, what are some solutions you can come up with for that? Well, why don't I set up a reminder on my phone? Cool. Okay. And the next time that you forget to take out the trash, how would you want me to respond? How would you want me to remind you? Well, I would want you to give me the benefit of the doubt and just come to me and say, "Hey, trash."
Yeah. You know, this all takes a little work, and a lot of parents today, you know, and there's a big movement in our country to homeschool now, and, you know, take back the responsibility of parenting our children from the system, right, from the government. And, you know, in the past, you know, it's, generations, you know, we're becoming more conscious, but in past generations, more and more, we just turned over the parenting to the school, right? Well, they'll parent the kids. They'll take care of it. How opposite of reality is that? That's kind of a loaded question.
I mean, I think that comes back to our conversation of family values. You know, every family is going to feel what they feel about that. There are families that absolutely love and support the public school system and think that the education that their kids are getting there is great and works for them, works for the temperament of the child that they have. There are families who, you know, want to be 100% off-grid and free-range parenting, unschooling, right? These are all things. So it's not for me to have an opinion about that. What I do think is important is being aware of the needs of the child that you have and how you can best support, given, right, like people have jobs, there are financial constraints. There's a lot that goes into this equation. So given the resources that you have, and the child that you have. And the benefit of parenting in this way is you get to know your children so deeply. You understand their motivations. You understand that when their behavior starts to escalate, there's a need underneath it that isn't being met. And you can support them to meet that need by, you know, looking at alternatives, right? So that may look like changing a school and not listening to the neighbors who think like, they think they're this or that, right? But really standing in your own leadership around what's best for you, your family, and your child, right? We have to practice.
Well, yeah, that's really powerful. I do have to take another break. When we come back, though, I'd like to talk, you know, we Yeah, you're talking about some really deep subjects here, and fortunately, it is in your book. And for those of you that don't know about her book, I want to tell you it's called The Peaceful Parenting Revolution, and you can get it on Amazon, Kiva Schuler. Kiva, there's a piece here that I want to address and I come back, and that is the some parents don't want a conflict with their children. So they'll like people please, or they will either capitulate. They want to be the kid's friend, you know, and they just want to, you know, no conflict. All right, we're going to address that.
Wait, let's go.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking to Kiva Schuler, and she is a parenting expert and as a coaching organization that trains parents how to be parental coaches, has a new book out and so much more. She's a mom herself. So, you know, I always like mom herself because you know, you've been through the fires. All right, let's do that people-pleasing piece where you want to be the kid's friend. You just don't want conflict. You just, anything to just like get your own time. Don't bother me. I don't have time for all this, right? Let's go. What does that do to the kid?
This is my favorite topic, first of all, as a covering people pleaser and expert, like Olympic level conflict avoider. And I recently had this epiphany around this, that all this peaceful parenting or permissive parenting that we see out in the world, right? Like I was in a very fancy hotel lobby just this week, and there are like kids running around screaming and the parents are just sitting, you know, having their cocktail at the bar. It's all conflict avoidance. And I get it, right? Most of us did not have an experience of healthy conflict or conflict resolution in our families of origin, in our relationships, right? Like we tend to use strategies of blame and shame and right and wrong in our conflict strategies, and they make a mess of things. So I completely understand why we want to avoid it. Healthy conflict is the most powerful tool, strategy for any relationship. Conflict deepens relationships. It creates better understanding of another person's needs and worldview and beliefs. And so I have come to become very leaned into conflict. And when we learn to navigate healthy conflict, what we learn is that by traveling through conflict with anyone that we love, whether it's our child or a relationship partner, what is on the other side of that is a deeper and more connected relationship. And so, right, on the one hand, we don't want to have unhealthy conflict strategies where we're hurting each other's feelings and using a tone and language that just creates separation. But we don't want to avoid conflict. We want to learn to tell our truth. We want to learn to hear other people's truths. We want to come to an agreement and move on. And the relationship is always healthier for it when it's done well.
Well, as a former conflict avoidance expert and, knowing how to dull the pain with lots of different substances years ago, I was real good at that. And I can tell you that what you're saying one of the challenges people have with conflict is in society, I think, at least in my family, conflict was so toxic that you couldn't have a safe space to communicate. So I think that's kind of the first place we have to start, is setting up some boundaries of, you know, how we communicate with one another, creating a safe space. The child can say anything. That's fine. I can say anything. But yeah, like you said, it doesn't come from a place of anger, of trying to, you know, get your point across with strict rules. Or I think that stuff has to go away. What's your thought on that? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the first thing, like if you're listening to this and you're also, you know, recognize yourself in the way that Ken and I are talking about, like really good at avoiding these things, I think it's important to recognize that there is a cost to conflict avoidance as well, especially when we're talking about parenting. So number one, it is the ultimate self-betrayal. If you're not willing to tell anyone what is true for you, right, that you have a need that isn't being met, that the way that they spoke to you is unacceptable, you are basically wiring your brain to believe that you are not worthy of sharing your truth, of having your needs met, of being respected, acknowledged, right? All of these natural things that most human beings want in their life. So that's number one. Number two, we have a responsibility as parents. And as Ken, you said earlier, kids are going to test boundaries. Of course they are. That's how they learn how the world works. It is very normal and natural. They are not being bad. They are being children. And so it is our job to set boundaries that create physical, emotional, and relational safety, right? People are really good at the physical part, but the emotional and relational are just as important, because we are building the map of how our children will be in relationship in the future. And so there's also a cost to them if we're not willing to go there.
That's powerful. There's a cost to them. So where do parents start? You know, I know there's parents listening to this and going, I feel like everything's out of control. I feel like the things that you're talking about, Ken and Kiva, I subscribe to them, but I haven't been able to implement that in my life. Some areas I have, but other areas, my kids are just a little out of control, or maybe way out of control, and I feel out of control. Where do they start?
Yeah. I mean, it makes my heart hurt. I know, I see it every day. I think the place to start is to get really honest about how things have been and how things are now. For yourself, right, first as the adult, to really like sit down with a pen and paper and just get it out, right? Here's all the things that just feel like are not okay. So to have healthy conflict, what we need ideally is for everyone's nervous system to be chill, right? So in the midst of a conflict, it's not the time to bring this stuff up. But what we can do is have a family meeting, right? Have a conversation around the dinner table. Remember, we're the leader, right? So just as if, like when I run my company, I am the leader. It is my job to present a vision of the plan of where we're going and then support my team members to get there. It's the same with parenting, right? So sitting children down, there's no like, right, no recent conflict in the air, we're good. And saying, you know, I've really been thinking, and there's some things that have been going a certain way that I would like us to work together as a family to improve.
Yeah.
And with kids, this is what's so cool. When we invite their feedback, you know, hey, my kids are Maz and Charlotte. Hey, Maz, tell me what's not been working for you. How can I be more aware of what's going on with you right now, or what you're needing? And then working together as a family collaboratively to be like, okay, so when mom's like hangry and tired, she can have like a magic word like Bananarama. And that just lets us know to like get out of the kitchen, and it doesn't need to escalate. There are so many conflicts that can be avoided with good planning, right? We want to save the conflicts for like the big stuff. But with good planning, with communication, a lot of this can be avoided. It really can.
I love that. Well, we could take deeper dives and more into, you know, when's the time to have a conflict conversation or a feeling conversation, and, you know, what are some of the strategies that we can use and that type of thing. But the good news is, you know, all of that is, and a lot more, is right in her book, The Peaceful Parenting Revolution, Kiva Schuler. I hope my audience will pick it up. And I know I can hardly wait to read that book. That, you know, listen, I'm, you know, my children are all grown, but I'm still learning and growing as a grandfather. And there are things in the, there are things that, you know, I've learned. My daughter's taught me well as a grandpa, but I'm always learning and growing. Anyway. All right. Listen, Kiva, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you'll come back. This is a really powerful conversation, and we'll talk in a minute. Okay. Take care. All of my guests out there, my audience, and all of you, my sponsors, my show sponsors, and those that have been around to help put this show together, I just want to thank all of you, because, you know, without you, this show would be nothing. And it's amazing how much I've grown personally as listening to our guests and, you know, and learning and growing. And listen, as a leader, that's what we all want to do. So until next time, I hope you will set your intention to grow and see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then be able to do the impossible. Take care.